short-sighted, perhaps immature. I am. And our God loves us too much to say yes to wrong requests. If the request is wrong, God will answer the prayer, but his answer will be no. No, no. And you wouldn't want a God who would do any less than that. By hindsight, I can thank God for saying no to prayers that I thought at the time were appropriate. But now by hindsight, I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that you said no to that particular request. I remember one time when the elders had been praying for years about a particular need on our staff. We needed a person. We all sort of thought of an individual at the same time. And we prayed, oh God, would this person be the individual to help us in a certain area? We all agreed that we were going to really pray and trust that this person would be the person. I was commissioned to go and meet with the person and ask them to come join our staff, to consider it anyway. So I went, commissioned by the elders, to go ask that person to join our staff. Went to the restaurant, sat down with the individual, had a nice lunch. Came a time in the conversation, and I was praying, Lord, you know, should I ask right now? Should I pose the question? Should I issue the challenge right now? You know how desperately we need a person to lead this particular area. And as I was just ready to launch ahead, it was so apparent to me that God was saying, no, don't do it. No. And by God's grace, I decided not to issue the challenge. And I remember toward the end of the lunch, the man saying, well, was there anything else? Was this just sort of a social visit? Or was there anything else you wanted to talk to me about? I said, not really. And I went back and I told the elders, I couldn't do it. 6 months later, we learned that there was deception in the life of that leader, such that his entire ministry crumbled around him, and even today he's disqualified from service. That may have happened right here in our body, and God could have been dishonored. You people may have been failed. And I remember when all of that hit, I thought, whew, whew, thank you, God, for having enough love and concern for our body and for our elders and for our staff to just plain say no. So if you have been praying diligently about a matter, and if you have sensed resistance from heaven, you know what I would challenge you to do? Review your request. Review it. Your request may be the problem. Maybe the request is a cop-out on your part, an unwillingness to face a real issue. Maybe the request is destructive in ways that you don't understand.